Well, good Friday morning to you. It's 8:11, 43 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Catherine Madden.
And if you're listening to us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, and the free WRHI app, thank you and good morning. You also can watch us on CN2, that's Corium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. Yes, sorry. Facebook Live and YouTube, courtesy of WRHI and CN2. Well, as you know, we are getting ready for the BMX World Championships. The official title is the 2024 UCI BMX Racing World Championships. They will be rolling into town May the 12th through the 18th. You might remember the last time they were in town was back in 2017. But we've learned a lot from that year, and we're back and better than ever. And when you have a lot of folks coming into town, especially doing BMX racing, you want to make sure that your EMS staff is prepped and ready to go. That's why we brought in Eric Morrison. He's the director of Piedmont EMS. And good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning. Good to see you guys.
Hey, always great to see you. So if my memory serves me correctly, you've been on this job for about 7 years. And you were saying your second week on the job was back in 2017 during this BMX Racing World Championship.
Right. Yeah. It's a really interesting way to start your new job, is going to a premier world, you know, world class event with riders from all over the world participating in it, and really not having a whole idea of what's happening yet. You know, you're still learning your staff and learning what's going on. So, you know, that was an interesting way to start, but we've learned a ton about the track, as you've said, since then, and we've learned a lot about how to better take care of the athletes on the track as well.
I was going to say, fast forward from 2017 now to 2024, you've got about 7 years under your belt, so you're knowledgeable now for sure. So how do you prepare maybe differently in to these games based on what you've learned over the last 7 years?
Sure. So one of the things that we've learned is that you know, these events are very different than our average day, right? Our paramedics and EMTs respond to emergencies all the time, like 37,000 calls a year we respond to. And so being out at the track is very different. One, you actually witness the crash happen, right? You know, which you think about when we respond to incidents, things have happened, we show up, we're supposed to be the passive, impartial ones taking control of the scene. But now you're actually part of the incident, right? You're watching that crash happen in real time. And so it's a different way of managing yourself too, right? In terms of that piece of it. But these participants are wearing a lot of protective equipment. A lot of them do get injured. But a lot of them also have significant experience with crashing. You hate to put it that way, right? But they've crashed before. They know when they're hurt and when they're not hurt. You know, sometimes we have to kind of help them, you know, even though they're a little resistant to it, because they're competitors and they want to get back in the race and they want to go on. And sometimes we have to kind of step in and say, maybe this isn't the safest thing to keep doing.
What are the kind of injuries that you'll see during a racing event like this?
Sure. You know, obviously anytime you're doing something at high speed like this, especially in close proximity, so there's typically 8 riders in each moto, they call it, each heat, you know, from other sports, that go down the track at a time. And so they're in close proximity. One person, you know, wobbles, you know, makes a wrong turn, they can take out a whole group. So we've seen everything from, you know, bone fractures to significant head injuries, patients unconscious on the track. So we've had some pretty significant injuries out there. There are definitely times it's been really good. There've been paramedics, you know, standing close by to provide that care.
Listening to you use the terms that we hear when we interview BMX riders, it is interesting because you all have to be knowledgeable about the sport so you know how to respond accordingly.
Right. So over the last 7 years, I would say that my team has probably worked about 30,000 gate drops. So 30,000 individual races that have come down the starting hill. And so, you know, you gather a lot of experience about as an observer, I wouldn't say we're fully informed about the sport, you know, but understanding kind of which classes tend to be higher risk, we understand that, you know, if the weather changes on us and it gets rainier, that we're more likely to see more crashes. We understand the portions of the track that tend to lead to higher injuries when people do crash there. And so we've figured out what works for us in terms of staffing and where we place those staff on the track so that we're close to those incidents when they happen, and that if we need to, we can intervene right away.
I think that's great that you mentioned being there on site. You know, the urgency is important, but I think one thing that he mentioned is he's part of what's going on, so you can visually see what happened. Because a lot of times when you have an incident, I'm sure you notice that they don't remember what happened, what went what way, and you're trying to pull it out of them. And then a lot of times part of their body they may have injured, they may not recognize. So mm-hmm. you can say, no, I actually saw your shoulder hit this, so let's check out your shoulder too, or whatever that is, and really assess the situation sure. fully.
One thing that's very different, I think, too, when you're dealing with these athletes is because they are so competitive and they do want to continue on, you know, once we interact with this person, once we touch them or touch their equipment, they're disqualified from the race. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very different aspect. We jokingly say your best assessment tool is your hands in your pocket, and you're like, hey, man, can you get up? Right? And just that immediately, if somebody can respond to you, you know if they're awake and they're alert and they're making sense, you know, and a lot of times if they're able to, they're going to get back on their bike and they're going to ride off and finish that race. And so it is very different mm-hmm. than just, you know, responding to the average 911 call on the street.
It's an interesting observation. Eric Morrison is the director of Piedmont EMS. They are getting ready for the UCI 2024 BMX Racing World Championships. So, Eric, walk us through what staffing looks like for that event, and how do you still staff the rest of the county and surrounding areas?
Sure. So, first and foremost is our responsibility to the 911 system, right? So, by our county contract, we deploy at least 10 advanced life support ambulances, so paramedic level ambulances, around the clock, along with two paramedic quick response vehicles. So, that absolutely has to be taken care of no matter what. We work with our off-duty staff and our part-timers to staff events like this. We'll have about 20 staff from our team out at the track every day, which is a big lift for us. It's a lot of people. And then for this event, you know, we have additional partners that will be bringing additional medical staff to the event. There'll be another 10 or 15 folks staffing some other medical resources that are taking care of patients after they've completed the race or if they're brought off the track but don't have to go to the hospital.
And then, of course, you've got the language barrier, too. How do you prepare for that?
Sure. It's there's a limit to what you can do, honestly. We saw at our recent event a couple weeks ago, we saw riders from probably a dozen different countries. You know, UCI, fortunately, uses French and English as their predominant languages. They're kind of the official languages of the governing body. And so typically, either the coach or an official from each country's team speaks English. So we might not be able to communicate directly with that rider right away. You know, a lot of them, I think, understand enough English that, you know, that they would be able to interact with that. But we also have those team officials that can help. We also find that a lot of the teams travel with their own physicians. And so we may, you know, be recommending certain care for a patient. And the physician for that team will show up and be like, nope, I know this guy, like, this is what we're doing. We're going to do our own thing. And okay. As long as you understand the risks, you know, it is a very different experience at the track. Like, say, you see people that on a normal day, you know, we'd be running lights and siren to the hospital with, and they'll dust themselves off and get back up and get back on the bike and ride off, and you're just amazed.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, folks who do BMX racing, they know the risk, and they're well aware of what happens when they race. So you're dealing with folks who, you know, certainly understand. It is fascinating to look at it through the lens of your profession when it comes to responding to any kind of crashes there. I did not realize once you touch them or their bike, they're disqualified. So to your point, if they seem to be moving around okay, you try to, while still, if they need help, you're going to help them.
Yep.
But if they can get up and move around, you don't want to impede on their standings. And, yep. you know, there's a lot of money and a lot of rankings that come to this.
Absolutely.
So the point that you ask several questions and go from there, that news to me, and that's a like, so when people are out there watching that, maybe they can just be more knowledgeable about that. That's
sure.
Pretty,
if you're sorry, and I was gonna say, if you're, you know, if you see us, you're at the track or you're watching it at one of the broadcasts, and you see us standing around, it's not because we're not doing anything. It's because it's that moment, right? Of do we need to intervene or do we not? If we need to intervene, we're gonna jump right in.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm sure you get that a lot, and I'm sure a lot of people are saying, why is EMS just standing around? Sometimes, you know, we don't know all the pieces of the puzzle like you all do. So I'm glad that you mentioned that as well. Well, we are looking forward to, again, the UCI 2024 BMX Racing World Championships. They're going to roll into town May the 12th through the 18th. And the Piedmont EMS will be out there in full force for sure. Eric Morrison is the director. Eric, we'll see you out there, but happy racing.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.